In Lebanon, the pro-Syrian Prime Minister Omar Karami and his government announced they are resigning. This is after 10,000 protesters in Beirut last week accused Syria of involvement in the assassination of the former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri 2 weeks ago. A Lebanese member of parliament, Walid Jumblatt, has led the country's opposition movement since that killing. It's widely suspected that Mr. Jumblatt's own father was also assassinated by the Syrians. But it wasn't until several months ago that Mr. Jumblatt came out in opposition to Syria. This was after Lebanon's pro-Syrian president had his term artificially extended by several months. I spoke with Mr. Jumblatt last week. He was at his home, a mountain fortress outside Beirut.
We just want to know who killed Prime Minister Hariri. Second, we want our Lebanon to be free from Syrian forces. It's time for them to get out.
You used to be a friend of the Syrians. What happened?
I used to be a friend of the Syrians when the country was divided into a civil war and we had, well, two camps, the Syrian camp and the Israeli camp. The war is over. We want to live free. When Mr. Prime Minister Hariri was killed, all Lebanon walked behind him to pay him the final farewell.
He had begun speaking out against Syria as well. Many people suspect that the Syrians are behind his murder. Are you accusing the Syrians of killing him?
I'm accusing the Syrian security apparatus, who is controlling everything in Lebanon, so they should know who killed Hariri unless they are responsible.
You know, our President George Bush has also asked for Syria to get out of Lebanon. Now, you have not been a supporter of the United States in the past. Indeed, you once said that the U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense, Paul Wolfowitz, is a virus who should be destroyed. Your visa was revoked for that reason. You couldn't visit the U.S. anymore. Are you changing your attitude toward the U.S.?
I'm not changing my attitude to the U.S. And I remember that when I said, well, bad things about Mr. Wolfowitz and Ms. Rice at one time because of tension before the occupation or the invasion of Iraq. But now I am in favor of international public opinion helping Lebanon to be free, independent, with good relations with Syria.
You're also quoted as saying the election in Iraq in late January has changed your opinion. Do you think that opinion in the Arab world is changing?
Let's say that I was in the camp of the old, the anti-American, anti-imperialist camp, okay? We had the traditional clichés. But we have to realize that there are new facts are emerging. And when I saw that 8 million Iraqi people voted against all odds, it seems, well, the Arab world is going surely towards a new era. Thanks to the Americans, I can't say that, but it seems they have been liberated from Saddam Hussein.
Mr. Jumblatt, may I ask you, if the Syrians did leave Lebanon, if you got what you want, how would things change in the Middle East? Would that make a difference in the region?
Well, look, we were before the war a democratic country, and even during the worst moments of the war, we had plurality in this country, and the Middle East cannot stay like that. It's time for change. Now you have Iraqi elections. Even you had in Israel, in Palestine, also free elections. It's time for the Middle Eastern people, the Arab people, to vote, to say we don't want anymore to be ruled by dictators.
Would you make peace with Israel?
It's too early now to speak about peace with Israel. To go to peace, I cannot decide on my own. I have to consult with other Lebanese partners.
Lebanese political leader Walid Jumblatt. Mr. Jumblatt, thank you for speaking with us.